Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit mybookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie. This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Going wired.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. I'm wired. I'm good. You know, that's one of the.
Wired,
it always works.
Boy, you can get really complicated with the system if you want to. I just tried to install Robamoeba loopback software to be able to route. I wanted to route the audio from my laptop to a virtual channel in the Rode Connect software, so that I wouldn't overwhelm the single channel. I wanted to play you some audio that you could hear.
Yeah. All right.
Do you know how fucking complicated, how quickly it gets, where you're routing shit and all the settings and everything
else?
Oh,
I bet.
And yes. You're a busy man with fantasy stuff going on left and right, starting with the fact that, well, it looks like Kyle Shanahan's promise that what's his name, the kicker, who was cut today for the Niners?
Jake Moody.
Yeah, that the promise of Kyle Shanahan that Jake Moody will be our kicker, he said emphatically. That promise is as flimsy as a lost flip-flop on the Jersey Shore boardwalk, because today, Kyle Moody, he gone!
That happened in Minnesota about Mike Zimmer. This is about 10 years ago. Mike Zimmer played the Packers. It's either week one or week two. We've got rookie kicker Daniel Carlson, and it's an epic matchup with the Packers early season. They spent like a fifth round pick on a kicker. They're like, wow. And Mike Zimmer basically cut him on the trip home. He was cut. And then of course, Daniel Carlson still kicking in the league to this day.
Yeah. He's the good kicker. Carlson, Anders Carlson, his brother, who the Packers drafted later on. And he was the kicker that struggled early on. And I had a saying that didn't go over well with the Packer faithful, because he kept missing kicks and extra points. My saying was, with Anders Carlson, I said, hand in the fire, hand in the fire. I'm like, my hand is in the fire for this kid. Don't cut him, because the lesson with his brother was, you guys cut him too quick.
We did.
But then he kept missing kicks and it became untenable. And what I think what happened with the Niners is, there was a mutiny in the locker room where pretty much the rest of the team said, no, we understand kickers can come and go, but we are not going to play if this guy is on the team.
And there's a point at which you've lost the faith of your team. And, you know, but I do think it's a little different. Like, a rookie quarterback gets a long run, right? Anthony Richardson, who was objectively worse at quarterback than Anders Carlson was at kicker, got to play for 2 years on and off between benchings.
Right.
You know, kickers don't get that luxury because they are more easy to replace, right, of course.
But that said, Jake Moody had sucked for a while now, and the excuses were wearing thin. Oh, he's injured. Oh, he just had a bad game. Like, it's at some point you realize this guy can't do it. The best quote from week one was from Tomlin about his guy Boswell making a 60-yarder. He said, our kicker is a serial killer. How good is that? He goes, he has a very low heart rate. He can't wait to step up and deliver. Some guys can, some guys can't. But look, the Niners have much bigger problems because not only have they put tight end George Kittle on IR, thank you, I'm one of his fantasy owners, but also Brock Purdy is now banged up and could be week to week. So I'm thinking that this year's Brock Purdy experience is going to be charged about as uncomfortable as a fully shaved underarm woman at an Indigo Girls concert. Not going to be comfortable.
No. Yeah, that's putting a target on your back or under your arm right there.
Yes, putting a target under there. So I just figured I'd start with those. Fantasy advice as we tape on a Tuesday is a touch early. So let's get that out there right away. But there is big stories with the Tank Bigsby trade to the Eagles and what that does to the depth chart in Jacksonville.
So Tank Bigsby's I've been a big fan for a long time, and I've been touting Bigsby for 2 years as somebody who needs more time, like give him more reps, give him more carries, and he runs hard, and you know, he's not like, not suggesting he's going to be, you know, the second coming of Derrick Henry, but dude's a nice power back and just didn't get the ball enough. And now Jacksonville trades him, and I don't get this very much. But, you know, Bigsby, I did a little stat work on Bigsby in the preseason to try to validate my lofty projections for him. And among players with at least 200 carries over the last 2 years, Tank Bigsby was in the top six in many metrics, like avoided tackle rate, broken tackle rate, rushing yards over expectation. He was a very effective guy by the numbers, but I don't know what's wrong with Tank Bigsby. The Jacksonville just wasn't going to give him run, but they weren't. And Travis Etienne honestly looked better than he has in years in week one. So they decided to move on from him. Now the fantasy guys are all pointing at the rookie, Bashalt Hooten, who's really promising.
I'm sorry, what again?
Bashalt Hooten.
B-H-A-Y-S-H-U-L. Tootin. T-U-T-E-N.
Yes.
You'll be tooting his horn if he gets significant handcuff carries. Of course, everyone who has Travis Etienne is loving life right now.
Yeah, I was wrong. Week one, you're wrong about a lot of stuff you find out about. I was wrong about that. Dude looked bad. Bad last year and most of the year before too, but Etienne looks good. And now all the fantasy guys, they want to get it right. They want to be first.
Bashalt Hooten. What Bashalt a freaking name. Bashalt Hooten. I'm trying to think of some of the funniest fantasy football player names, real names that have ever come across your desk.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy in the league now. He's not fantasy relevant because he plays defense, but Storm Duck is a pretty great name.
Okay.
And the dude gets reps. He's like a legit starter. I think he's a safety. I should look him up. This is the kind of thing I probably ought to know.
Who was the funny tight end that had a name? He played for one of the West Coast teams, the California teams. I believe he was Samoan. It was just a name that rolled off.
Oh, are you thinking of Chris Maafala? Chris Fuamata Maafala?
It might have been Fuamata.
That's a Samoan name.
Right, or it might have been.
Yeah, he was a running back for the Steelers.
Right, all right.
Yeah. Do you think of in the history of player names that are also an appendage? Lynn Dickey's got to be the best of all time.
Lynn Dickey is up there for sure. Yeah, Tutu Atwell is a good
Tutu
one.
Atwell. Yeah, that is
along with
a good
Puka Nacua on the Rams. Isn't there a guy named like Ono Ono with apostrophes in it? Who is that guy?
You may be right. I don't know. I'm looking up player names right now. I don't see him.
Puna Ford. Puna Ford is a nose tackle for the Rams. P-O-O-N-A Ford.
unique. I wonder if this is grokkable. Can you grok unique football names? But, you know, this is the sort of thing you get into.
Yeah. This is for the Texans. Ready? Henry Moses Ito Lase Tooto Too. T-O-apostrophe O capital T-O apostrophe O.
Well,
he better order all of his chinos from J. Crew online, because trying to translate that over the phone to a customer service rep, forget about it. No. T O apostrophe O, and then a capital T, another O, an apostrophe, and an O. How many O's, sir? Okay, I'm just go online.
Might I remind you, Kamimi Fairbairn's real name
is
it's like 35 characters long.
Wow. The real full name, huh?
The real full name, yes. And Grok, you're reminding me, Kool-Aid McKinstry in the league right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah. Meanwhile, we just passed the anniversary of the last 30-yard catch for Tyreek Hill. I guess Tyreek Hill and his fall off is a bigger mystery than where did MH370 go in the Indian Ocean? Any thoughts on that as a fantasy guy?
Tyreek Hill had a big week one last year. I remember it. And he made this big, this long play. We crossed the middle of the field. Tua got him the ball, streaking down the left sideline, touchdown. And it looked like in that moment, Tyreek Hill was going to be great for another year. And then he probably didn't do another thing most of the rest of last year, short of getting arrested outside his own stadium, which you recall happened last year to Tyreek Hill. And although apparently through no fault of his own, the police took it on the chin for that.
Don't say no fault. He was sort of at fault. And then he was an asshole when they pulled him over. If you're not an asshole when they pull you over, then you don't get thrown to the ground and forcibly cuffed. He sort of revved his engine. And, you know, did he deserve to get a ticket or pulled over? Debatable. But look, if you're polite to the police, chances are they can let you off. He was like, I'm not rolling my window down. I'm not talking to you.
I got pulled over in Wisconsin, driving back almost exactly a year ago, driving back from moving my daughter into school in Milwaukee. Yeah. A state trooper pulled me over, and I decided I was going to try everything I could to get, and I didn't know why he pulled me over. I'm going to do like all the tricks in the book that I know of. So I get the cherries.
You said you're going to try to do everything in the book too, and then you interrupt your own thought. Get arrested, to not get a ticket, to not actually get arrested. Okay. Yeah. So you were like going to throw out all the stops.
All the charm. The charm I can. Yeah. Well, whatever I can.
To a state trooper. One of the guys with the big wide-brimmed hat and the strap underneath the chin and the bad attitude.
That's right.
Good luck.
Now, Wisconsin state troopers are notorious for pulling over Minnesota vehicles, right?
There's a state rivalry.
94.
There.
Absolutely. They love to ring up the Minnesotans. And I know it, and it's happened to me before, years prior. So I'm like, okay, everything I know about how to ingratiate myself to a state trooper. Before he's even out of his car, I've got my license and I've got my insurance card. So I'm digging through and
I've got my license, an insurance card, and a warm chocolate chip muffin on a small napkin.
For you, sir.
Yes, here's license registration. And it looks like you must be hungry, sir. How about this nice muffin?
For a busy day of pulling over Minnesotans.
Pulling over Minnesotans, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So he comes up to the window. I roll it down and he says, "You know why I pulled you over?" Honestly, I didn't know. I was not speeding. I was legit. I was just moving
say,
with traffic.
Because I'm from Minnesota and our license plate says the land of 10,000 lakes. And I know that Wisconsin technically has more lakes depending on the definition of lakes and acreage and amount of cubic volume. But that's a thing that only Midwesterners know.
I wish I would have said that. Now, I had been told the thing that where the officers want to see your hands is 10 and 2 because they're worried about where, you know, anything that you might do when you know, right? So I've got my hands at 10 and 2 with my license and my insurance card in one of the two hands. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is as good as it can get. And he says, I pulled you over because, and I had passed him when he pulled somebody else over And he felt that I had not gone entirely in the left lane. Gone by through the middle of the two lanes on 94. And so we're talking, and I'm trying to explain, okay, yes, but the person you had pulled over was pulling away. So I knew you weren't going to get out of the car. You were no threat to be hit because the person you had pulled over was leaving. So I should have been fine. And he was like, well, you can't, anytime you see us on the side of the road, you've got a full pull over, a full lane. We ended up talking, Zabe, 15 minutes. We're chatting about, hey, and I'm all this time, I'm trying to get out of my ticket. We talked for 15 minutes. And
now, when you say talked, are you talking about you went back and forth on the merits of his decided infraction?
Yes. And wow. I'm asking probing questions like, so, officer, what do you want to see from people who want to de-escalate these situations? And yeah, I'm trying to ingratiate myself. And so he goes back to his car, and he checks all my stuff, comes back, and he says, your insurance card is out of date.
Oh no.
So now I'm digging. I can't find my current insurance card.
Well, so if it's the same policy, it should come up as
the same policy. Right. It shouldn't, I don't think it should matter that much,
shouldn't,
but
he wrote. Yeah. Okay.
He gave me a warning on the insurance card, and he gave me a warning for passing through the middle of the, not going fully into the left lane. But we ended up chatting for a long time, and he talked about how he's here to educate drivers at one driver at a time by pulling people over. Wow. And reinforcing the laws of the land.
So you were asking genuine sounding questions like, I'm really sorry, officer, what should I do in this case? And now flipped into educator mode. And so therefore he thought, you know what? This guy wants to learn. I can't punish my own pupil.
I think that's how I got away with it. And I was, he's got the camera on the vest.
Yeah.
Right? The body cam. Right. And I'm thinking, God, if somebody's got to watch this 15 minutes, this has got to be bad. So bad. Nobody watches this, right? Unless you pull a weapon, nobody watches this.
What if it made training tape? What if it made the police department or the state trooper training tape? Like, this is how you handle a civil interaction.
Like, that's not impossible.
Of course, I see so many shit traffic stops on social media because, I can't help but click on them. And then the algorithm says, oh, so you like people being assholes and then getting tased. Here's some more of this content that you like.
Some more tasing.
The algorithm knows, right? So most people are like, I'm not getting out of the car. I'm not showing my license. I'm not giving my registration. Call your supervisor. That's always the thing. Call your supervisor. I'm not doing shit until, like, you don't necessarily have a right to a supervisor, and you do have to show officers your license and registration, whether or not they tell you what they pulled you over for, or whether you're even being charged with a crime. That is required. You don't get to say, no, you can't. I'm a free state citizen. Like, I've seen people try that shit as well. Okay.
Dude.
Okay, buddy.
So now what if you think you would blow a 0.9 and you're trying to just wait? So you can get it down to a 0.8 or a 0.7 or a 0.08, I guess, right? 0.08.
Well,
and you're just like, all right, I got to bide enough time for this alcohol to burn out of my system.
Yeah, you better be a good talker. I don't know what the rate of alcohol BAC decline is per minute, but you better hope yours is plummeting and quickly. The best story of actually getting out of a ticket that I heard was former DJ that I worked with, Bob Nelson. Not Bob Nelson, Bob Madden. Bob Madden got a ticket driving through Michigan, and the officer said that his seatbelt, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And he said he was, and or he took it off, I guess, once he got pulled over. And that's when the cop said, you're not wearing a seatbelt. And he's like, I was.
Well, I just took it off.
I just took it off. And so the officer didn't believe him, wrote up a ticket. He was traveling with a brother, and he said, fuck it, I'm going to fight this. He actually went back to Michigan, 5-hour drive, all the way around the lake for his court date. Yeah, he was hell-bent on getting out of it. And so it goes to trial, and the officer says he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And Bob says, I was, and I have a witness, my brother here, because his brother came too. And the officer said, well, that's his brother. You know, that testimony, yeah, like you can't trust that. And without blinking, Bob said, so what am I required to do then? Drive around with a complete stranger at all times? So I have a neutral witness.
A neutral witness.
And
neutral
that
party.
Was boom, mic drop, charges gone.
God, that's fantastic.
That's a great response, isn't it?
That is. Anyway. My buddy was a canine officer in Florida for 20 years. And I asked him about getting out of tickets. And he said there was one sure way where he never wrote a ticket.
What's that?
And unfortunately, it won't work for me and you in all probability.
Show them girls?
Nope. You would think.
Okay.
It was, if you give me this ticket, my husband will beat me.
Wow.
Yep.
What about if you give me this ticket, my wife will beat the shit out of me.
Well, there. Yeah, right. I mean, I don't think that's going to work as
you
well.
Should
but
see
maybe.
Her. She's a mean one. She's a real stomping hell guy.
Angry.
Yeah, you got to watch out for this girl. Yes. You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won. Make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. All right, let's get to some real talk here. You ready?
I want to talk about your Packers. I mean,
well, geez, let's okay.
Ass whipping that was. Oh my God.
Their defense looks formidable.
Oh.
Right? Formidable. So yeah, this could be the year for them. We'll see. I've already said they're going to be 8-0 by the time they get to the Eagles on Monday night. And my partner Butchie is like, you can't say that. It's the NFL. You know, it's week to week. And I was like going through the opponents. I'm like, they're going to be favored in every one of these games. Their so-called tougher opponents are not that tough. The Bengals should have lost.
They absolutely should have lost.
So that game, which was penciled as a big game about Burrow versus Love and Jamar Chase, I don't think that's going to be nearly as hard, and it's at Lambeau Field. The Cowboys in Dallas, I mean, give me a break. You think Micah Parsons is going to lose that game? No chance. All right. No. I mean, there's a chance, obviously.
Game right there.
There's a chance, obviously. But, you know, I was just going through it, and, you know, I was fully drinking the Kool-Aid, and Butchie's like, come on, it's 1 week. You're smarter than this, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, what if they do go 7-8-0? You'll feel dumb if you spent the first 4 weeks of the season sitting in the back seat all quiet instead of in the front with me throwing beer cans out the window saying, yeehaw! Like, you got to enjoy the season while it's on your plate. So what if you're wrong and they lose a game or two? When it looks like the team is fast and ready to run some people over, roll the windows down and have some fun. That's my philosophy.
I mean, just enjoy the ride. You don't get seasons that are shaping up like this very often. And yeah, you can't read too much into one game, but you know what? Go be a fan. Go have fun with it. Just enjoy the ride, baby, and let your heart be broken. Who cares? So, that's sports, man. I'm in Minnesota. That's all we know. Go for the ride.
So with that said, I was about to last night, but forgot to send you the emoji of a guy ripping his pants off. Because that's your thing. When you're excited about your Vikes and the comeback against the Bears, the goddamn Bears suck so bad. Same old shit from them. Every little bit of bad losing football was on display by them. But credit to your guys as well. J.J. McCarthy looks like that dude. And if he's not that dude, the guys on the team like him as if he is that dude. You can see that. Faces don't lie, Charge. Smiles don't lie.
There is a difference. You can see a difference. And I think this is, in part because the teammates do embrace J.J. McCarthy, but also they embrace Kevin O'Connell, and they trust O'Connell to make this kid great. And so they're just bought into the system, and they're bought into this, you know, everything that Kevin O'Connell stands for. And boy, you know, it looked bad for a half. It looked really bad, but he's the youngest starter in the NFL. And, you know, he took his lumps, you know, struggled getting the play calls in. The offensive line was bad in the first half. And, you know, we were starting a rookie at left guard, and, you know, it took a little while, but once that thing settled down, he looked like the J.J. McCarthy we were hoping to see. It was all the traits that we wanted to see were there. And
so the Commanders are coming to town, and I have many friends, colleagues, media members, et cetera, who are going to be coming into town for the game.
I bet. Yeah. Classic Zabe versus new Zabe.
New Coke. I hate New Coke. I hate new Zabe. When are they going to bring back Classic Zabe? Well, when they bring the Redskins name back with the logo. Until then, never. So where do you stand on people asking you for restaurant recommendations and or things I should do while I'm in town?
Well, I generally love it because I feel like I'm a subject matter expert on great restaurants, and I want people to take my advice. So I don't have any problem with that. I'm guessing you bristle at this.
Well, okay, hold on a second. What if they are strangers and not friends?
Oh, well, that's different. I mean, you know, if it's randos that just are, I don't know. Yeah, that might change things a little bit. If it's somebody who I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I've sent a million people to Manny's. I love Manny's, right?
Let's go ahead and let's walk through this. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Ask me where, pretend like you're coming to Green Bay and ask me where you should eat.
Hey, Zabe, I can't wait to see the Packer Commander game on Thursday, but I'm coming in Wednesday night, and I'd like something a little nicer than Arby's. Is there actually somewhere to go in Green Bay?
Oh, absolutely. Bubba Frank's Barbecue. Remember him, former tight end?
I do.
He's got a barbecue place, Bubba's Barbecue. Now, look, it's about 15 minutes out of town. It's just down the road in DePere. Do you have a car? Oh, you don't have a car. Okay. So you're all right. So let's see. You're going to be traveling with the team. Okay. All right. And no, I don't know if you need a reservation or not, but okay. Well, what time can you get there? Okay. Well, is it just you? How many people are in your party? I don't know if they have anything vegan. It's a barbecue place. Oh, well, what other places do you recommend? Cause that's no good for you. Well, you asked me for one place. Now I've got to think about option B, C, and D. Let's see now. How about this? Do you see how quickly you get bogged down in the particulars? Like, I'm not planning your fucking life. I don't know where you're staying, how many people are going with you, and everything else. And then it comes down to, what if they don't like it? Now you're on the hook for,
right?
It was overrated.
Does anybody ever come back? There's anybody come back like, that was an $80 meal, Zabe.
Charge.
It was crap. Something?
It doesn't matter if they come back to me or not. If it wasn't a good time, my reputational damage has already occurred.
Yes.
So I don't want to be on the hook for that. And it's a simple, I know what people want. And these are strangers who reach out to me, and God love you. Several of you have done this. Yeah, I don't know you. I don't know who you're traveling with, your budget, your tastes, and everything else. Where to eat is a very personal thing, right?
It is for you, yes.
No, it's not. It's for everybody. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm yelling. Some people don't like barbecue. Some people don't like seafood. Some people don't like this. There are budgetary things. Oh, there's that restaurant. Ooh, it's $40 a plate. Ooh, anywhere cheaper? Like,
now you have to have option C, D, E, F.
Right. And so when you come to me and ask this, if I'm going to try to be nice and give you some of my time, you're giving me work. You're giving me 5 minutes of work. And your 5 minutes of work may not seem a lot, but what if I had five people that wanted 5 minutes of work from me? And every correspondence, a follow-up, a quick follow-up. And I know people are going to go, you sanctimonious asshole, you don't have time for this. I could make time. I'm just saying, I don't think I'm a good recommendation. I think you should use something called Google and then read articles online and then pick where you want to go based on the menu that you search online, where it is to your hotel that you're staying. How much time do you have? How many people are in your party? The price point. That's what I think. I'm not going to beat Google, Charge.
Anybody who knows you should know better than to ask you for a food recommendation to begin with, because your palate is extremely narrow, as you know and should be willing to admit. And then also, you were talking about this barbecue place. I didn't know Bubba Frank's was a real thing, by the way. That's actually, I'm kind of intrigued. Although I would be less intrigued by Najee Davenport's barbecue place, to be honest.
Najee Davenport's eat and dump. In fact, it goes through you so quick, you're likely to take a shit in a closet. In fact, all of their restrooms at the place are modeled
just
like
hampers.
It's a hamper. I love that you remember that. That is such a classic.
That's so
right
good.
There.
That's yeah. so good.
That, Have you shit seen happens the... in college, man. Shit happens at Florida State, and sometimes shit happens in some co-ed's college hamper in their closet. Charge, your audio is really cutting out. Jesus Christ. Are you on AirPods?
No, I'm just talking into my phone.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's me then. I don't know. Okay. So anyway, look.
Hold on. Have you seen the barbecue place that has on the server's shirts their one-star Yelp review that says no vegan menu available?
No.
Great for a barbecue place. It's awesome. I love it.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a barbecue place. They're leaning into the fact that they don't have a vegan menu.
I guess so. Look, all I can say is this. People who have emailed me, I love you as my listeners. I want you to have a wonderful time in Green Bay. I'm not planning your fucking stay. I'm just not. I don't know what you want to do. I will say this. Try to go to the Packer Museum while you're there. How about that for a tip? So it's wonderful. Try to get a tour of the stadium if you can, although if you're not there well before game day, it's going to be kind of tough. And it sells out, so you're going to have to get online early.
It really does. Wow. The stadium tour sells out?
Yeah, because there's only so many slots. Well, we have a nice stadium that's historic, Charge, that has seen championships. I know that's foreign to you as a Viking fan, that your plastic stadium with the fake snowflakes that fall from the rim of the roof, you know, and the videos that talk about your proud past when you used to play outdoors, but not no more, you don't.
Not anymore. Yep. And Chicago, and I hate this trend, Chicago moving indoors, Cleveland moving indoors. Weather games are the best, and we're losing. Chicago and Cleveland are epic weather, bad weather cities. It's such a bummer that we're going to lose those. Well, at least the Bills. The Bills are keeping theirs open, and I love that.
Well, they're idiots. Well, of course, they can do it because A, Pegula's got a lot of money. B, you can't leave that fan base. It's too rabid, and the quarterback's too good right now, and the history is too rich, so you can't leave it. And you don't have to worry about holding, getting an indoor stadium because no one's holding a big event in Buffalo, New York.
That's some truth to that.
But no, the news today, and I sent you this, and it fits in with your trend, Denver. Denver is going to build a new stadium. Theirs is only like 15 years old.
Already? They're building a new stadium? What the hell?
It's going to be...
They just built one.
Listen.
What?
It's privately funded, no taxes, and it will have a retractable roof. The current site at Mile High will return to the city for housing, parks, etc. Well, housing at the old stadium? I mean, that is a massive, modern, outdoor stadium that replaced the old Mile High. You know, this new one, Sports Authority Field, although they still call it Sports Authority Field, I don't think they do. But yeah, I don't know how you, what are you going to do with that white elephant as they build a brand new one? But here was the point that somebody made, and I think it's a good one, because you had Buffalo going, well, they'll still be outdoors, but Denver's going indoors, Chicago's going indoors, Washington is going indoors.
Ugh.
Step by step, franchise by franchise, the NFL is slowly transforming from a hard-nosed, compelling outdoor sport to a softer, more profitable, but less compelling indoor show fueled by fantasy and gambling addicts.
No, we have that has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do. I was so on board with that statement until right then.
It's cheap shot. That was a cheap shot to your ribs at the end there. It was a fantasy guy.
What does that have to do with it? Fantasy and gambling has nothing to do with it, and it's all fantasy and gambling is way more interesting with the threat of 3 inches of snow.
Charge. You got to understand that a lot of people don't root for the home team nearly as robustly as they once did because of fantasy. And that's not your fault. Nobody considers you the devil for making a living off of fantasy. You've earned that living. But it's true. People care less about their teams. They care more about fantasy little by little, year by year.
This you are 100% wrong. This is like saying, I've had a first child, so then when I have the second child, I have to love the first child less. No, your heart just grows bigger, and that's what fantasy does. I don't love the Vikings one iota less than I did as a kid before fantasy. I still love the Vikings, and I still follow them every bit as closely, and I still desperately want them to win, and I also love my fantasy teams.
Charge, you do. You do. I can't, you can't speak for everyone else. Do you know how the young people think these days that follow sports? Have you ever talked to young people? They are soulless, transactional, what's in it for, I'm not kidding, what's in it for me creatures.
That's what everybody says. That's what everybody, every generation says about today's kids. That's what our parents said about us.
Yeah, but these kids are really are worse. This generation coming up is straight shit. Fragile, easily collapsible, and on all kinds of SSRIs. It's not good. It's not pretty. No. I would say I don't want to be. I don't want to have the world run by these people. But I think they're going to have a hard enough time running their own lives. I'm not sure when they're going to take over, but. There are exceptions, of course. There's young people in this generation, Gen Z, that are exceptional, hardworking go-getters. I'm just talking in broad strokes. In broad strokes, fantasy and gambling has dulled the my team from my area is superior to the team from your area. And when we meet at the designated hour, it will become obvious to you that the team from your geographic area lacks the moral courage and fortitude to compete with the team from my geographic area on the gridiron. We'll see.
All right. We'll see. Zabe, I want to believe that's not true because I love the rivalries and I love my team and I want you to love your teams and I want Packers and Vikings to always be rabid and I want Packer fans to go to Philadelphia and get the shit beat out of them in that stadium. Lincoln Field. I want guys getting thrown out of the top of the stadium.
It's always available if you want it. By the way, there was a great upper deck chick-on-chick brawl that involved blood at the Rams-Texans game. Rams?
Who cares about them enough?
I know. But it was this incredible fight, and as I tweeted, this disgusts me. Pause. The vertical video and the whipped hands and the lack of framing makes this awesome Donnybrook almost unwatchable. Be better, people. All right, let's end on this because you got a busy night and you got a lot going on. And we had some technical difficulties. The world record in the 100-meter dash is 9.58 seconds, set by Usain Bolt of Jamaica.
Insane. Yes.
Do you think you could break a auxiliary 100-meter record of 24.75 seconds, well,
that's
over
a trot. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. What have I told you that record, though, required you to run the 100 meters entirely over a track laid with Lego pieces?
Oh, no chance.
Well, meet Gabrielle Wall of New Zealand, who was recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records people for setting the record. 24.75 seconds, and there's video of her running across these Legos for 100 meters.
Oh, she must have the most, she must have hobbit feet, the most calloused and thick feet. I mean, every parent has stepped on the Lego, and it's excruciating.
You would have thought that one of them would have sniped her. Right? That at some point she would have caught the sharp edge of one skinny little Lego piece that caught right between the webbing of her toes and, ow, god damn. But I just sent you the link. Enjoy. It happened back in January, but for some reason, it's new to me. All right.
If it's fire walking or Lego walking, I'll take the fire.
This is Lego running for 100 meters, yes. Not just a hop, skip, and a jump right. Across some coal.
Right.
All right. Charge is always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Bye, Zach.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.